The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Hey, spring is less than a week away. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, March 14th, 2023, Tuesday of the third week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Matilda, born in 895, the daughter of Theodoric, a Saxon count. At an early age, she was placed in the monastery of Erfurt under the care of Maud, her grandmother, who was abbess. She remained in the convent until her parents gave her in marriage in 913 to Henry the Fowler. He became duke in 916 on the death of his father. In 919, he was chosen to succeed Conrad as king of Germany. Now, Queen Matilda visited and comforted the sick, the afflicted, instructed the ignorant, succored prisoners, and endeavored to convert sinners. Her husband concurred with her in her undertakings. King Henry died in 936. And then Matilda renounced all worldly pomp. Of her three sons, Otho afterward became emperor. Henry was Duke of Bavaria. Saint Bruno became Archbishop of Cologne. Otho became King of Germany in 937. In 962, he was crowned Emperor at Rome. Saint Matilda died in 968. Saint Matilda, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for those who have suffered harm from members of the Church. May they find within the Church herself a concrete response to their pain and suffering. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. To err is human, to forgive is divine. This saying was vividly resuscitated on the 4th of November 2021 in what I call the story of the four Marias. On that day, Alex and his wife Maria, Maria the Mother, I will call her, took their children to school. One of them was 4 to 5 year old Maria, the child. She would have probably had a normal day with time to play, some classes, a break. And in the evening, Maria the child went to the car park to wait for Maria the mother to pick her up. She stood there on the pavement with two of her friends from class. As they talked, another lady, Maria, the driver, and also a mother of the school, got into her car. She started her car, and then the unexpected happened. The car lurched forward towards the children and hit them. The three girls lay unconscious on the ground, but Maria, the child, was in the worst of conditions. The chaplain of the school gave her absolution. You can imagine the scene. Parents and children gathered at the scene, well, trying to help. And as that happened, Maria, the mother, arrived. You can think of her grief at seeing her daughter die. And she glanced up and saw a lady crying inconsolably. That was Maria, the driver. She walked up to her and gave her a warm embrace, saying, "Don't worry. This could have happened to anyone. It was a human error, but that was a divine embrace. because she forgave from the heart. To err is human, to forgive is divine. How many times, St. Peter asked, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus, you answered him, and you tell me today in my prayer, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Where 7 is a perfect number in the Bible. Many times. Many, 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 many times. Forgive. And then you, Jesus, go on to tell that parable in which the king calls his servant, asking him to pay his debt. And the debt owed to the king was 10,000 talents by one of the servants. 10,000 talents. In converted to denarii, that would be over 50 million denarii. And the servant, we are told, did not have the means to repay. His master commanded that he be sold, along with his wife and children, all that he had, and repayment be made. So the servant fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, have patience with me. I will repay you everything. And the master of the servant felt compassion, and he released him and forgave him the debt. This debt of 50 million denarii went far beyond the wages that the servant could have earned in his whole lifetime. He would never have been able to pay back everything. Jesus, how many times have I experienced your compassion? That you release me, you forgive me. My sins far outweigh what I could pay back. Yet, you are always ready to forgive me in the sacrament of confession. Does the encounter with you in confession also move me to feel compassion on others, to look up at them, to see that they grieve in one way or the other, to release them, to forgive, even when they err? To err is human, to forgive is divine, to forgive from the heart. God of mercy and compassion, look with pity upon me, Father. Let me call thee Father. 'Tis thy child who returns to thee. It's a hymn that we sing in the Lenten season, and it comes over and over again in my mind. What a big heart you, Jesus, have. Do I also forgive from the heart? Is there a grudge I hold against someone at home, or at school, among friends, colleagues? Like the servant mentioned in the gospel, I'm forgiven so much in confession, beyond what I can pay back. Do I allow the grace of your forgiveness to enlarge my heart? Do I take your forgiveness for granted and close my heart from forgiving others? And the gospel continues, that servant who had been forgiven 50 million denarii went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. Look at that, 100. And he seized him and began to choke him, saying, pay back what you owe. So his fellow servant fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, have patience with me, I will repay you. But he was unwilling. After being forgiven 50 million, he was unwilling to let go of the 100 denarii and went and threw him in prison until he would pay back what was owed. But Jesus, that's ridiculous. Does that sometimes happen to me? Do I allow the grace of your forgiveness to enlarge my heart? Or do I take your forgiveness for granted and close my heart from forgiving others? Force yourself, if necessary, always to forgive those who offend you from the very first moment. For the greatest injury or offense that you can suffer from them is as nothing compared with what God has pardoned you. That's a point from The Way, written by St. Jose Maria, point number 452. What's wrong with me? If you forgive me so much, why is there I sometimes find it so difficult to let go of grudges that linger in my soul, like a worm in an apple, gnawing away. It's because I don't gaze at the other person in the face. I'm not willing to give that divine embrace. Little Maria's mother looked at the woman who had run over her daughter and pronounced those words, don't worry, this could have happened to any one of us. And then gave her a hug to err is human, to forgive is divine. to forgive from the heart. And that divine embrace spread like a tsunami all over Madrid. That didn't happen on Twitter. On Twitter, people were ranting and raving with rage that the lady, Maria, the driver, should have been put in jail. They were ranting and raving. But the reality of the divine embrace is what changed people's hearts. So many people were present at the funeral of little Maria, Maria the child. So many people went to the wake of Maria the child. Jesus, Lord, I ask for mercy. Let me not implore in vain. All my sins, I now detest them. Never will I sin again. Jesus, I detest my sins and shortcomings, and I come to the sacrament of mercy during this Lent, ask you for forgiveness, but also to ask you to give me a big heart so that I can forgive from the heart. Is there anyone I have a grudge against here and now as I pray? I'm sorry, Lord. Have mercy on me. What are the unseen sufferings that that person might be going through? To err is human, to forgive is divine, to forgive from the heart. I ask you, Jesus, that the story of the four Marias helps me to forgive from the heart. Oh, yes, the fourth Maria, you might be wondering, who is she? None other than our mother, Mary. Maria, the child, was laid to rest on a feast of Our Lady of Almudena. She was laid to rest on a feast of Mary, and some people who attended the wake of Maria that night testified that they had given up practicing their faith many years ago. Nonetheless, they were so moved by the divine embrace that they came to the wake. And what did they pray at the wake? The rosary. That's the fourth Maria. Mary, my mother, help me during this season of Lent to reconcile myself with Jesus, but also learn how to forgive and to ask for forgiveness, to empathize with others and see that they too suffer. In this way, I will also be a good apostle of confession. People around me will also want to go to confession because I'm another Christ. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 16 past the hour on Daybreak. It's Tuesday, March 14th, 2023, Tuesday of the third week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This liturgical day begins right now as we join the whole church in prayer, led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me. although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him.
Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him.
Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away. Like wax that melts before the fire, so shall the wicked perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult and dance for joy. Oh, sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult at his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O God, for the poor. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let God arise, let his enemies flee before him.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death.
Our God is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death.
The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home, the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Zalmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell forever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high. You have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel, into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Savior. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death. And God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depth of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our God
is a saving God. He, the Lord, holds the keys of death.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord.
They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary. the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them, maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings, bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes, at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple, high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, you have given us joy in your holy meal. Help us to understand the significance of your death and to acknowledge you as the conqueror of death seated at the right hand of the Father.
Kingdoms of earth, sing praise to God. Make music in honor of the Lord.
This is the favorable time.
This is the day of salvation.
A reading from the book of Exodus. When the people became aware of Moses' delay in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us a God who will be our leader. As for the man Moses who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened to him." Aaron replied, "Have your wives and sons and daughters take off the golden earrings they are wearing. Bring them to me." So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron, who accepted their offering and fashioned this gold with a graving tool and made a molten calf. Then they cried out, "This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt." On seeing this, Aaron built an altar before the calf and proclaimed, "Tomorrow is a feast day of the Lord." Early the next day, the people offered holocausts and brought peace offerings. Then they sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. With that, the Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it, and crying out, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.' I see how stiff-necked this people is," continued the Lord to Moses. "Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God, saying, "Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'With evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth'? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham,
Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage. So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people. Moses then turned and came down the mountain with the two tablets of the commandments in his hands, tablets that were written on both sides, front and back, tablets that were made by God, having inscriptions on them that they were engraved by God himself. Now, when Joshua heard the noise of the people shouting, he said to Moses, that sounds like a battle in the camp. But Moses answered, it does not sound like cries of victory, nor does it sound like cries of defeat. The sounds that I hear are cries of revelry. As he drew near the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing. With that, Moses' wrath flared up, so that he threw the tablets down and broke them on the base of the mountain. Taking the calf they had made, he fused it in the fire and then ground it down to powder, which he scattered on the water and made the Israelites drink. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. They exchanged the God who was their glory for the image of a grass-eating ox.
They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done such wonders in Egypt, such marvels at the Red Sea.
Their senseless hearts were darkened. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for corruptible idols.
They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done such wonders in Egypt, such marvels at the Red Sea.
From a sermon by St. Peter Chrysologist, Bishop. There are three things, brethren, by which faith stands firm, devotion remains constant, and virtue endures. They are prayer, fasting, and mercy. Prayer knocks at the door, fasting obtains, mercy receives. Prayer, mercy, and fasting. These three are one, and they give life to each other. Fasting is the soul of prayer. Mercy is the lifeblood of fasting. Let no one try to separate them. They cannot be separated. If you have only one of them or not all together, you have nothing. So if you pray, fast. If you fast, show mercy. If you want your petition to be heard, hear the petition of others. If you do not close your ear to others, you open God's ear to yourself. When you fast, see the fasting of others. If you want God to know that you are hungry, know that another is hungry. If you hope for mercy, show mercy. If you look for kindness, show kindness. If you want to receive, give. If you ask for yourself what you deny to others, your asking is a mockery. Let this be the pattern for all men when they practice mercy. Show mercy to others in the same way, with the same generosity, with the same promptness as you want others to show mercy to you. Therefore, let prayer, mercy, and fasting be one single plea to God on our behalf, one speech in our defense, a threefold united prayer in our favor. Let us use fasting to make up for what we have lost by despising others. Let us offer our souls in sacrifice by means of fasting. There is nothing more pleasing that we can offer to God, as the psalmist said in prophecy. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit. God does not despise a bruised and humbled heart. Offer your soul to God. Make him an oblation of your fasting so that your soul may be a pure offering, a holy sacrifice, a living victim, remaining your own and at the same time made over to God. Whoever fails to give this to God will not be excused. For if you are to give him yourself, you are never without the means of giving. To make these acceptable, mercy must be added. Fasting bears no fruit unless it is watered by mercy. Fasting dries up when mercy dries up. Mercy is to fasting as rain is to the earth. However much you may cultivate your heart, clear the soil of your nature, root out vices, sow virtues, if you do not release the springs of mercy, your fasting will bear no fruit. When you fast, if your mercy is thin, then your harvest will be thin. When you fast, what you pour out in mercy overflows into your barn. Therefore, do not lose by saving, but gather in by scattering. Give to the poor, and you give to yourself. You will not be allowed to keep what you have refused to give to others. Prayer accompanied by fasting and giving to the poor is good.
Since giving to the poor expiates every sin,
it wins forgiveness and life everlasting.
Since giving to the poor expiates every sin.
Let us pray. May your grace not forsake us, O Lord, we pray, but make us dedicated to your holy service, and at all times obtain for us your help. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Well, the theme today seems to be about mercy and forgiveness, and that's what today's gospel is about, too. It's coming up in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday of the third week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. The Lord in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is teaching his disciples about forgiveness, and he tells the parable of the unmerciful servant. From the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Then Peter came up and said to him,
Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?
I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the reckoning, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. Out of pity for him, the Lord of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But that same servant, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, Pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and besought him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison till he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant! I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? In anger, his Lord delivered him to the jailers till he should pay all his debt. So also, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Well, Jesus told us to love our enemies, and that is only possible with grace and an exercise of the virtue of charity. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Charity changes the heart so that there is room in it for all men, even those who don't understand us or who fail to respond to our love. With the Lord beside us, we will not feel anyone to be our enemy. Beside Him, we will learn not to judge the covert personal intentions of others. We see only a few external signs, which as often as not reflect the true motives for their actions. Although you might see something bad, do not instantly judge your neighbor, advises Saint Bernard, but rather excuse him interiorly. Excuse the intention if you are unable to excuse the action. Consider it as done in ignorance, or unawares, or through weakness. If the matter is so weighty that you cannot possibly overlook it, then try to believe the following and say to yourself, the temptation must have been very strong. How many mistakes we make in the small clashes of each day. Many of these errors are made because our reactions are prompted by fear or suspicion. How many family arguments would resolve themselves in the recognition of responsibilities and duties if we were to concede that this ugly detail, that untimely event, has been due to the tiredness of the person concerned after a long and difficult day? While you continue to interpret in bad faith the intentions of your neighbor, you have no right to demand that people should be understanding with you. Tolerance leads us to live a loving openness towards others, to look on them with constant kindness. It reaches the depths of the heart and knows how to look forward and find out that goodness which is in every person. Only he who is humble is capable of maintaining an understanding attitude. Otherwise, the tiniest faults of others are magnified, and one tends to justify and minimize one's own greater faults and errors. Pride is like a curved mirror that distorts the reality of things. He who is humble is objective and thus can be respectful and tolerant towards others. Forgiveness of others' faults comes easily to him. The humble person is not scandalized by these flaws in his neighbor. There is no sin, writes St. Augustine, or crime committed by another which I myself am not capable of committing through my weakness. And if I have not committed it, it is because God in His mercy has not allowed me to and has preserved me in good. Moreover, we also learn to discover so many virtues in the people about us who teach us by their hard work, their self-denial, their joy, that we shall not dwell too much on their defects. Only when it is absolutely necessary shall we advert to them in order to help them with fraternal correction. Our Lady will teach us, if we ask her, to know how to forgive. In Cana, Mary does not deplore or criticize the lack of wine, but helps find a solution to the need. And to struggle to cultivate in our personal lives those very virtues which on occasion may seem to be lacking in others. We will then be in an excellent position to lend them a hand. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 13 before the hour, we pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have blessed your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people.
Lord, you have blessed your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people.
O Lord, you once favored your land, and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage. You calmed the heat of your anger.
Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease?
Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help.
I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace. Peace for his people and his friends and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land.
Mercy and faithfulness have met. Justice and peace have embraced. Faithfulness shall spring from the earth and justice look down from the heavens.
The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Show us your mercy, Lord. Our misery is known to us. May no evil desires prevail over us, for your glory and love dwell in our hearts.
Lord, you have blessed our land. You have forgiven the sins of your people.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming.
A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith.
A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock.
The way of the just is smooth. The path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls.
My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns on the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice.
O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My soul has yearned for you in the night, and as morning breaks, I watch for your coming.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice, with fairness. You rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Be gracious and bless us, Lord, and let your face shed its light on us, so that we can make you known with reverence and bring forth a harvest of justice.
Lord, let the light of your face shine upon us.
A reading from the book of Joel. Return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
The Lord said, Peter, I do not tell you to forgive only 7 times, but 70 times 7.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord said, Peter, I do not tell you to forgive only 7 times, but 70 times 7. Praise to Christ, who has given us himself as the bread from heaven. Let us pray to him, saying,
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Lord, feed us at the banquet of the Eucharist
with all the gifts of your paschal sacrifice.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Give us a perfect heart to receive your word,
that we may bring forth fruit in patience.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Make us eager to work with you in building a better world,
so that it may listen to your church and its gospel of peace.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
We confess, Lord, that we have sinned.
Wash us clean by your gift of salvation.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May your grace not forsake us, O Lord, we pray, but make us dedicated to your holy service, and at all times obtain for us your help. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
John and Glenn are standing by with Morning Air in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out now, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.